Island Lake are going to Singing Chihuahua Taco Truck for a free taco. Congratulations, and thank you so much for playing. They answered the question correctly. I'm going to read that question again. Today is International Peace and Love Day. This holiday was introduced by Beatles member Richard Starkey, whose birthday falls on July 7th. Richard Starkey is better known by which stage name? Well, of course you know him from Thomas the Tank Engine. Oh, and the Beatles, I suppose. Ringo Starr. So thanks for everyone for playing and for listening. You can listen every weekday morning around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for KAXE's popular green cheese trivia show. I'm not sure who this week's host is, but they're all fabulous and I'm sure you will enjoy them. And this is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KVXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. It's so easy to become a member. You can just text donate to 218-326-1234. We would sure love to have you as part of this radio community. Well, you are listening to Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music on KAXE weekdays from 9 to 11. I'm Heather Johnson, your host. And let's see, we can take a look at some weather and see what's going on around there. It looked to be kind of rainy throughout the region. And today there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly late this afternoon, increasing clouds, highs near 80, southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows 54 to 58. Tuesday, gradually clearing with highs 76 to 80, slight chance for showers. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 78 to 82. Sounds like good tomato, not tornado weather. So, one thing we like to do on Headwaters is we like to have a little chat. And sometimes you get just like a really amazing guest that you don't even know how you got. And today I managed to book Andrew DeZingle. He's a producer here at KXE. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Well, today is a momentous day in rock and roll history. Did you know that? And pop history?
I could have guessed it. It's my buddy Jack Hittinger's birthday today.
Oh,
so
man.
He's a rock and roll star in my mind.
Happy birthday, Jack. Amazing. So I am going to read you a history tidbit and then ask you a question about it.
Okay.
On this date, July 7th in 1984, Bruce Springsteen's album...
Born in the USA?
Born in the USA, of course. Began a 7-week run at the top of the Billboard 200. It would go on, of course, to become Springsteen's most successful release. Is that the one over your desk? I think it
is. Yes, it is.
Okay. Best-selling LPs of all time. Aside from Born in the USA, the album includes now classics.
Like, what am I guessing? The albums that are above?
No. You're guessing the other classic songs that are on that album.
Besides Born in the USA.
The two, like, big ones.
I'm on Fire.
Yep.
And, what's the other one? Because they're...
It's like if you want to get some exercise in, but it's not bright.
What?
You're dancing dark? In the dark.
Dancing in the dark. Because I know I'm Going Down is on there, and I don't know how big of a hit that was.
But
Dancing in the Dark is a way bigger hit than I'm going down.
Well, I know you're a Springsteen fan. Was it a biography of his that you had read?
Yes, I read Born to Run, his biography.
Okay, of course it's Born to Run.
Autobiography.
Autobiography, yep.
Also, there was this podcast I listened to where they did like a deep dive of his first like 8 albums, I think, where they had like other musicians... Like Phoebe Bridgers was on there, Julian Baker, Jeff Rosenstock, the guy from the Gaslight Anthem, whose name I can't remember.
Awesome. So in your opinion, what's the best song off of that album, Born in the USA?
Probably I'm Going Down. I love I'm Going Down.
Okay. All right. Good to know. All right. We're moving on. 1984. Also in 1984. This is
huge year.
It's a big year. Prince scored his first number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with...
His first, Let's Go Crazy?
No, it's about sad birds.
Oh, When Doves Cry.
No, the other one about sad birds.
When robins weep? While my robins gently weep?
We need to write that one later, maybe. And it was taken off of the soundtrack to Purple Rain, of course.
Yep.
And held the top spot for 5 weeks. Have you seen Purple Rain?
Sure have.
And what did you think of it?
I enjoyed it. The music really is what is the best part of the whole movie.
I heard that it was amazing. No, I have never heard. I've never seen the whole thing. I've seen bits of it.
I didn't watch it till like maybe 6 years ago now.
Okay.
And there's some stuff that doesn't hold up in it.
Yeah, I would get. There's a lot of stuff from the 80s in general that does not hold up at all.
But I actually enjoy his other movie more, Under the Cherry Moon.
Oh, I didn't know there was a second movie.
Which is his album Parade is the soundtrack for that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I have some catching up on Prince to do.
Yeah, obviously. You can go through the whole Prince filmography.
Okay, and it's two films?
I think so.
I can do that. I have time for that. All right, 1980. We're going backward okay. Now. Sorry. Led Zeppelin played their final show with drummer...
John Bonham?
Yeah. The show...
Why are you putting this pressure?
I don't know. It's kind of fun because you always know everything. The show closed out with an epic 17-minute long version of Whole Lotta Love.
Oh, man. I can't imagine how fun that would be.
I think that's longer than the BBC Sessions version of it. I'm not sure. It would also be the band's last show for 5 years because Bonzo Bonham died on September 25th of the same year. Are you a Led Zeppelin fan?
I wouldn't say I'm a great fan. I can appreciate some songs, but I come across their albums like in used record stores and stuff like that, and I don't really buy them.
I don't think we're friends anymore.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Sean, I know you're a huge fan.
I am a huge fan. But also, the world is not running out of Led Zeppelin albums, so you don't have to hoard them. It's
yeah.
Okay.
There is a lot of copies out there. Don't, folks, if there's one PSA we're doing right now, it's don't overspend on a Led Zeppelin record. There's a lot of them.
There are a bunch. Okay. I think we have time for two more. Okay. Are you holding out? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm ready. I could go all day.
In 2009, a star-studded public memorial service was held for Michael Jackson at Los Angeles's Staples Center. It was live broadcast to more than 2.5 billion viewers, and Michael Jackson died at the age of 50 on June 25th. Do you remember where you were when you heard that MJ died?
I was working at the lumberyard in Stephen, Minnesota, and it was announced on the radio. And I remember there was like confusion because TMZ was the first one to say it happened.
Oh.
And everyone was like, TMZ is saying this is happening. We're waiting for confirmation because they didn't trust TMZ as a source.
Imagine not trusting TMZ.
Do you remember?
I do. I was I was painting the hallway in our first house.
Oh.
And yeah, it was a horrible, horrible beige color, and I don't know why I did that, and I apologize to the house for that. But yeah, I heard it on the radio while I was painting, and
wow, we both heard it on the radio.
Of course, because we're radio people. And I didn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I don't know. It's weird to think about. It was weird then, and it's still weird to think about a world where Michael Jackson doesn't exist because he'd been on TV, on the radio, all the time.
And I feel like there was a celebrity that died the day before, too. So it seemed like, wow, two big celebrities close together. But I can't remember who it was.
They say they come in threes.
That's true.
But I only remember Michael Jackson at this moment.
Did Farrah Fawcett die?
Oh, that could be. That seems about the right timeline. We'll have to check with our corrections department.
Yeah, we'll ask Dan.
Okay. Okay, one more. 1957.
All right. Elvis I remember it well.
That's right, because you were Buddy Holly's stand-in.
Yes, I was. I was a member of the Crickets.
Was he still alive in 1957?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because the day the music died, that wasn't 57, was it?
I'm not sure. Corrections Department can text us. Elvis Presley scored his first number one hit in the UK with All Shook Up. The song, which marked Presley's 10th single in Britain, remained at the top spot for 7 weeks. What, in your opinion, is Elvis's best song?
I think my favorite Elvis Presley song is Suspicious Minds because it's so fun to sing.
I think so. I mean, I think that's what I would have chosen too. But I'm not the biggest Elvis fan. Although I do think Blue Christmas is pretty great.
I also love That's All Right, Mama. Yeah. I think that's such a cool song. And I love his cover of Unchained Melody that he did live for a concert.
It is pretty.
But,
okay.
That Elvis movie that came out maybe 3 years ago now with Austin Butler, that kind of made me more of an Elvis fan.
Okay.
Because I really enjoyed that movie.
All right. Well, maybe I'll have to revisit some Elvis because actually I feel like maybe I like more Elvis than I realized I liked. So, anyway.
And it's funny that he says, ho, ho, mama.
It is funny. Thank you so much for joining me. It's super weird because I'm behind the board and this never happens.
I like being in the hot seat here.
It's better over there because there are no buttons. Over here.
I can't mess up anything over here.
Exactly. And I can mess up everything. Thank you for joining me. I'm sure I'll see you at some point today.
Yeah, maybe. Right. We'll see if I stick around.
All right. All right. That was Andrew Dzingel, producer extraordinaire for KAXE. Well, I have a bunch more music for you, so we're going to get along and we're going to start with some Palmyra.
Home again, 12-hour shift. Can't get to sleep till the medicine hits. If only I'd have made it, if only I didn't. Last one to bed gets left with the dishes. It's me, it's me. Well, it's always me. There again, back again, 400 miles. I made it to Knoxville and sang for a while. There's a girl at the bar, she says she likes my tattoo. But I won't spill ink till I get home to you. It's fine, it's fine. Don't ask me again or I might change my mind. It's fine, it's fine. Well, it's always. I'll clean out my room. I'll fold all my linens and pack up to move. Here they've got back roads and mountains and green. There they've got good jobs, whatever that means. I'm gone, I'm gone. Well, I'm already gone. On again, off again. 10 days to mourn. Time is a-wasting and I'm keeping score. Those city folks told me that they love what I do. Honey, I won't get rest till I get home to you. It's fine, it's fine. Don't ask me again or I might change my mind. It's fine, it's fine. Well, it's always. night. Waited for the sun to rise. Waited for the birds to sing. Wondered what they would bring. Morning rises soft and sweet. Before the world gets on its feet. Sure as the night is long, there ain't no right way to do wrong. Feels like they belong. There ain't no right way to do wrong. Paint a crocodile's lips. Stick your head inside of it. You're gonna find out after a while, it's still a crocodile. There's no wrong way to get along. There's no wrong way to sing a song. Sure as no one feels like they belong, there ain't no right way to do wrong. come along.
That was Mississippi Fred McDowell, as recorded by Alan Lomax, two legends coming together to make a super cool recording in 1959. And before that, we heard from Langhorne Slim. That's a 2021 song, singer-songwriter from Pennsylvania. That's off his album Strawberry Mansion. The song is No Right Way. And starting off that set was Dishes from Palmyra. They're a folk trio, and that one's all pretty new from this year off their album Restless. This is KAXE, broadcasting to northern Minnesota, like the sweetheart towns of Emily, Virginia, Effie, Isabella, and Aurora. We are People Powered Radio. Join us at KAXE.org. And this is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music, each weekday from 9 to 11. And I'm Heather Johnson, your host. Coming up at 11 is World Cafe. And yeah, we're almost ready to do some request line. I think the set is full, but we're going to be hearing songs with yodeling in them. So thanks everyone who contributed to that. We receive support from the National Alliance on Mental Illness of the Grand Rapids area. NAMI offers a free and confidential monthly support group for friends and family of persons with mental illnesses. More at NAMI, Grand Rapids, MN.org. And we want to let you know that KAXE's future is on the line. The U.S. House recently voted to rescind federal funding for public media. The Senate is next. Public media like KAXE brings you fact-checked news, connection to community, and great music, free to everyone with no paywall. Public radio stations play a critical role in getting timely, accurate emergency information to the public, especially in rural and underserved areas. Proposed cuts will hit rural and tribal stations the hardest. Now's the time. Tell Congress, protect the funding that keeps KAXE and stations like us on the air. ProtectMyPublicMedia.org will connect you to your elected officials. And don't forget, your voice matters. And programming is supported in part by the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. A lot has changed in the past year, but the speed limit has not. Speeders can expect to be stopped. Please slow down. Extra speed patrols now on Minnesota roads. All right. Well, we're going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to get on down to the request line with some yodeling songs. But first, we're going to hear from Cedric Burnside. Cedric is R.L. Burnside's grandson, one of many, probably.
What you really do to me? What you really do to me? Thank you for always being right there for me. Thank you for always, yeah, being right there for me. Being right there for me. Been right there for me, been right there for me. Thank you.
always count on you. I can always count on you. I can always count on you. I can always count on you.
Come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad mine. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You make me glad I'm a woman, 'cause you're a feeling, thinking man. And anytime I know you're needing, I'm gonna please you every. What I'm feeling, with why and how I want to live. You're so rare, man, you're so fine. You know, I'm so glad you're mine. You're so very rare and so fine. I'm sure not glad you're mine. I have to praise you when you hold me. When you work your way around, ain't a part of me left over that your sweet love ain't found. You make my moan turn to whisper. You make my whisper turn to call. You make me scream and scream that I love you. When you make me rise. Praise you like I should. You're so rare. Take praise and you're so fine. And I hope you know I'm glad you're mine. Take your praise, you're so rare. Take your praise, you're so fine.
Take your praise. That was Camille Yarbrough from 1975. You probably recognize that because it was very famously sampled by Fatboy Slim. I love the original version, though. Camille is a singer, dancer, poet, and activist, and I just love her voice. And before that, we heard from Cedric Burnside from 2024. He's the grandson of R.L. Burnside, and it's a great album, so you should check that one out. You are listening to Headwaters on KAXE.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE, KBXE.
I'm Heather Johnson, your host. And our listeners love supporting the businesses that support KAXE. If you're interested in connecting with KAXE listeners, call 218-326-1234. Ask for Peggy, Jen, or Chris. Big thanks to all our current business supporters. And I want to let you know that you should mark your calendars for the Green Cheese Picnic, Saturday, August 9th at KAXE's backyard in Grand Rapids. A potluck picnic begins at 5 p.m. with Green Cheese Trivia to follow. It is so much fun, and you do not want to miss it. And we receive support from Mississippi Music, a weekly summer concert series at the Bemidji Waterfront, featuring live music, food, vendors, a beer garden, and more. On Wednesday, July 9th, Mike Gunther and the Total Crapshoot take the stage starting at 6 p.m. The event is open to all, no tickets required. More on Facebook at Mississippi Music at the Bemidji Waterfront. Well, it's time for Request Line. You can hear this at about 10:30 this morning and every Monday. This is where we throw out a theme and you send in your song suggestions for a set of music. Today's theme is yodeling. I know that this is going to be a favorite, whether or not you want to admit it. You're going to love it. There's a lot of history behind yodeling. You'll find yodeling in lots of cultures. You might think of the Alps, or you might think of, you know, cowboy music from the early part of the, you know, 20th century, but there's so much more to it, and there's yodeling from all over. So thanks to everyone who gave us suggestions, and just let's get to the yodeling. We're going to start off with Jimmy Rogers.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob, who used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Holy, 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 holy. Knuckle, whist, and yoker, but shooting dice was his greatest game. Now he's downtown in jail, nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused a fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Ali, ole. Ali, ole. Ali, ole. Thank you. started to spend my money. Then she started to call me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. I told the judge right to his face, we didn't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now. Ali ole, Ali ole, Ali ole, ole.
Another train and be in Kerrville by morning. Oh, to my surprise, when I opened up my eyes, I found I was all alone. It's a long way from Meridian, Mississippi, to that little Texas town. My ride with Jimmy was an old railroad vision that must still be hanging round.
Had the opportunity to have my very own radio show every day after school for about 4 years. Every day after school, I would carry my trusty guitar up to the radio station. Let's play like in the old days on the radio and just do some old, old songs that maybe will bring back some nice memories for you folks. All right, here we go. For instance, this one right here. The old lady. Good man went away. shining bright as day. And I wish a tornado would come and blow my blues away.
We'll be right back.
And that right there was your daily dose of Dutch Prague from 1971. Hocus Pocus by Focus. Thank you so much for all your suggestions about songs with yodeling. Today we heard from Melissa, David John, Ziggy, and Bill. And there were a couple I wasn't able to cram in there, or, you know, maybe shouldn't, because some people were a little negative about the yodeling theme. I don't want to name names. But anyway, thank you so much for indulging me and my yodeling theme. The first two tracks in that set, one was Jimmy Rogers, and then the next was Don Walzer talking about having a dream about hanging out with Jimmy Rogers, which is cool. There's actually a third part to that by Slade Cleaves, and it's called God's Own Yodeler, and that one is about Don Walzer. So it's kind of this whole circle of yodeling. And we also heard from Wanda Jackson, the queen of rockabilly herself, with Blue Yodel Number 6, and Moon Yodel from a really cool Scottish indie folk artist who goes by the Remisco Maki Maki Rocking Horse. And then, of course, we ended with Focus and Hocus Pocus, and just a great classic song. I love it. The whistling at the end and all the all the vocalizations in between. So that was the request line. You can hear it every Monday, 10:30 on Headwaters. And yeah, support comes from KD Floral, located on 4th and Minnesota in downtown Bemidji, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, indoor plants, curated gifts, and space to express your creative side. KDFloral.com on Facebook and Instagram. The Park Rapids Water Ski Team performs Saturday, July 12th at 6 p.m. at Halverson Beach in Nevis. Bring your own chair or beach towel. Well, we have just about enough time for a few more tunes, but I want to let you know that at 11 o'clock, we're going to hop on over to World Cafe. And on the river from 1 to 4 today is Kurt Randa. And then tonight, you can hear an additional On the River from DJ the DJ from 7 to 10. All right. And of course, a couple musicians' birthdays of note today. Beatle Ringo Starr, of course, we talked about him early in his International Day of Peace and Love. He is 85 today. Larry Rhino Reinhart, American rock guitarist from Iron Butterfly, born in Florida, passed away a few years ago. So rest in agata de vita, Larry. And this is kind of a cool one. Doc Severinsen, he's 97 today. He was the band leader and trumpeter, very famous trumpeter, tons and tons of albums out. But he was the band leader for The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And when I was little, I thought he was the guy from the King Vitamin box. I thought he was also moonlighting as King Vitamin. So happy birthday, Doc Severinsen, 97 today. And I think last I heard, he was still touring a year or two ago. So good for him. That's amazing. All right. I have a few more songs for you, and then we're going to get on to World Cafe. But let's see. We're going to start out with Sunny War.
try this trick and spit it, yeah. Your head will go loud and there's nothing in it, and you ask yourself, where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Way out in the waters, it's swimming.
Stop.
I was swimming in the Caribbean. Behind the rock, except a little fish. But did you swear he's trying to talk to me? Say, wait.
Mais je vois l'orage dans ton regard amer. On fait semblant, on fait le tour, on s'évite en parlant d'amour. Moi je compte les heures, j'efface les traces, les souvenirs que le temps ramasse. Y'a plus de haut, y'a plus de bas, juste ce vide. Qui reste là.
With your feet on the end, your head on the ground. Try this trick and spit it, yeah. Your head will collapse, and there's nothing in it, and you ask yourself.
Mais je vois l'orage dans ton regard amer. On fait semblant. Plus de bas, plus ce vide qui reste là.
All you children gather round. We will dance and we will whirl. All you children. We will dance together.
You've been listening to Headwaters, which you can hear every morning at 9, coming up next and every weekday at 11. It's World Cafe from WXPN. And Kurt Randa will be on the river from 1 to 4. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Gather round, we will dance and we will whirl.